Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Washington's invitation to the Iraqi Prime Minister, directives rather than dialogue. Translated. The President of America, Joe Biden, extended an invitation to the Iraqi Prime Minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, to visit Washington. The invitation was accepted and he led a delegation that met with several officials on Monday, April 15, 2024, including President Joe Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. In his meeting with al-Sudani, the American president began by stating the American support for the Jewish entity and the importance of its security. The response from the Iraqi prime minister was hesitant and trivial, as he said, quote, "Our views may be divergent about what's happening there in the region, but we agree certainly about the international law, the international humanitarian law, and the responsibility to protect the law of war. And we reject any aggression against the civilians, especially women and children, and we encourage the commitment not to about respecting international norms and diplomatic relations," unquote. The truth is that this meeting was not meant for discussing issues between two governments. Rather, it was an invitation for the master to dictate its terms to its servant. America is an occupying state that invaded Iraq, toppled its regime, dissolved its army, established its own regime, imposed its constitution, and brought its minions to guard the system. All the theatrics and media deception to portray Iraq as a sovereign entity are lies and deceit confirmed by the country's political reality. Therefore, this invitation and visit were aimed at solidifying the occupation under glamorous pretext. While the Iraqi government talks about ending the presence of military coalition in the country, Austin stated at the Pentagon, quote, "The two nations agree on the need to transition to a permanent bilateral security relationship," unquote. This was echoed in tweets by the American ambassador in Baghdad, emphasizing the comprehensive and permanent strategic partnership between Washington and Baghdad across all levels, including cultural and health aspects. O Ummah of goodness and O best of nations, this is the reality of those who have assumed authority over you. They are lowly slaves seeking the approval of their masters at the expense of the people, their security, and their wealth. This is your current state after your state was overthrown and your sovereignty vanished. In those times under the Khilafah Caliphate, the rulers of the Muslims would not leave the country except as conquerors or pilgrims heading to the sacred house. However, your rulers today do not leave except as conspirators or fleeing thieves. So wake up from your slumber and respond to the command of Allah by implementing His Sharia and establishing the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood, and give bayah to the just imam who is obeyed and fought behind. Then you will attain honor in this world and success in the hereafter. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Iraq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.